This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, I take the show off the rails again, as we play a selection of my favourite Afro-funk and Zamrock tracks. Welcome to episode 199 of A Sonic Youth. We're one away now, and to gear up to that episode 200, here's another off-the-rails show. Last week we checked out Freak and Acid Folk, and featured the likes of Doug Hream Blunt, Jimmy Carter and Dallas County Green, and Robert Lester Folsom. This week, Ngozi Family, Chrissy Zebby Tembo, The Psychedelic Aliens, and more, as we look at another of my favourite genre pools outside of this show's loose indie rock focus. It's time for some Zamrock and Afro-funk. Zamrock, a portmanteau of Zambian rock, can trace its origins back to the 1950s and musicians from Zambia's Copperbelt region. Traditional Zambian beats were being moulded with the rock and roll coming from the west. The heavy blues of Hendrix, Cream and the Stones was especially influential, as was the funk of James Brown and the early metal of Black Sabbath. What emerged through the late 60s and into the 70s was pretty magic. Almost ever present is this irresistible groove and funk. It's often backed up by a really distinct, cheap, almost mosquito-like guitar sound that I really love. A song like Ngozi Family's Tekondane really shows that off. The lyrics were sometimes sung in English, to varying degrees of accuracy, but often also in Zambian languages, most commonly Bemba. Mixing was usually poor, in an endearing way. One of the most essential Zamrock albums, Ngozi Family's Day of Judgment, best shows this. Guitar breaks come in way too loud, and one song includes more than one section of very loud air raid siren. I talked about that record in more depth in episode 150. Zamrock emerged in a pretty perfect storm, during a period of relative wealth for the newly independent Zambia. President Kenneth Kaunda, to celebrate the nation's culture, declared that 95% of music played on the radio had to be Zambian of origin, thus putting the newly emerging Zamrock into the spotlight. Sadly, Zamrock also fizzled out in a perfect storm. The rise of disco replaced the interest in guitar-based music, and the presumably promiscuous rock stars were devastated by the AIDS epidemic. So that's Zamrock, but that's only a small portion of what was being produced in Africa in that same time period. Other epicenters were Ethiopia, Nigeria, and Ghana. After the great Fela Kuti had combined the highlife genre with funk and soul to create Afrobeat, several other bands put a funky spin on things to create the genre Afrofunk, which we'll hear some of later in the show. Also, Afro Rock was the label for bands outside of Zambia who still had a similar guitar-based rock sound. Some of Zamrock's most revered bands and artists include, as you may have guessed, Ngozi Family, but also band leader Paul Ngozi's other work. Ricky Ilalonga and his group Muzi Otunya are also considered as true pioneers of the sound. My personal favourites are Amana Z, and a band I'm truly honoured to have had the opportunity to see live, We Intend to Cause Havoc, also known as Witch. Another personal favourite in a moment, but first, the show's opener. That was Nigeria's The Funkees, with what is ultimately an Afro-funk song named Acid Rock. The Funkees began life, like many bands in the same area, as an army band during the Nigerian Civil War with Biafra. They became a notable group among young Nigerians after the war. In 1973, they moved to London, earning some notoriety in the African music scene there. But after a few years, they went their separate ways. But like many bands in Zamrock and Afrofunk, reissues in the 2010s brought them back into the spotlight, and their 2012 compilation Dancing Time is some of the very best Afrofunk. On to our next band, it's the Psychedelic Aliens. Not much at all is known about this band, also known as the Magic Aliens. They were from Ghana, and active from 1969 to around 1971, but their album Psycho African Beat, given a proper issue in 2010, is an essential. And the standout track is the swaggering Extraordinary Woman. I love the guitar sound on the song, and the to and fro with the organ. One of my favourite songs of all time, here's the Psychedelic Aliens with Extraordinary Woman. Thank you. listening to episode 199 of A Sonic Youth, and that was The Psychedelic Aliens with Extraordinary Woman. Our next song is a later track from Ghana, recorded in 1978. DeFrank Kakra was born in a border town between Ghana and Togo. He started as a drummer, before eventually becoming a singer and frontman. After years in and out of different groups, he formed his own band, named DeFrank Professionals. Their incredibly groovy track Afi Ato Yenbio was included in the influential Afrobeat Airways compilation, and has become a favourite track amongst 21st century Afrofunk fans. The song name might translate to It's a Blessing, but that's a hesitant translation. What does translate is the incredible energy of this track. DeFrank Professionals with Afi Ato Yenbio. Next up, a song from the great Ngozi family. Paul Ngozi is one of the biggest legends from the Zamrock scene, both under his own name and in the records with Ngozi family. He put out some of the heaviest and most lyrically conscious Zamrock tracks.
Ngozi family.
Ngozi family's drummer, and later their guitarist, was another hugely respected musician, Chrissy Zebe Tembo. He recorded his own album, My Ancestors, in 1976, with Paul Ngozi on guitar. That album is absolutely one of the best Zamrock albums for its grungy and heavy guitar playing. Standout track is a song which sadly didn't age too well. Written about an out-of-work coffin maker, this track also shows that Tembo was one of the genre's greatest vocalists. That was Chrissy Zebe Tembo and Ngozi Family with Coffin Maker. Next up, we move back to Afrofunk. Ghana's Bob Fishlin, Nat Osmanu, and Kofi Electric Addison were known as Mari Jata. In 1976, they released This Is Mari Jata, arguably the greatest piece of Afrofunk ever. The album's opener, I Walk Alone, is a sprawling 10-minute psychedelic piece with almost a Latin feel. No Condition Is Permanent is more of a straightforward, heavily Western funk-influenced track with some really powerful vocals. But the absolute highlight is the highly energetic closing track, Breakthrough. We'll be right back. That was Murray Jata with Breakthrough. Our final song on this week's African Odyssey is another piece of Afrofunk with Breakthrough in the name. It's The Hikers with the heavy psychedelic funk masterpiece I Want a Breakthrough. The Hikers, formed in Lagos, Nigeria in 1963, were one of the early rock bands developing this great sound. I love the way this song blends the Afrofunk groove with a distinct heavy Zamrock guitar sound. So The Hikers and I Want to Break Through will see us off this week. Next week, a special episode 200 show. So make sure to tune into that. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.